Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of What the Buddy and Crease. We're your hosts. I'm Buddy.
And I'm Crease.
Another video for you. So it's been an interesting week, I guess.
Lots of good stuff going on, especially here in Arizona,
because you know we
had weather.
A vortex, and the weather didn't help matters much either. Yeah. So, so you got
Q still blames me. If you remember from season one when we brought him in, he still blames me for everything that's happened.
He does, but I think he's coming around a little bit. He's becoming more open minded about what's going on at his house.
He is, slowly but surely, and things
to his family. He's becoming educated.
Yeah, but he still blames me though.
Sure. Well, he's gonna probably blame you till
we all know I'm okay with that.
That's right. That's right. So we got we're going to talk about a topic today that's kind of become an issue in the paranormal realm.
Yes,
and that's investigators.
I don't know if I'd call it an issue. Well, I would call it more of a discussion about a phenomenon that's taking place. That is a discussion that's necessary to be spoken.
Yeah, it needs to be talked about. Yeah. And it should be talked about more. And I actually have a theory towards the end as to why it's not talked about more.
Okay.
Good. But anyway, so, and that is paranormal investigators, professional versus amateur, and stirring up things that they probably shouldn't have stirred up in the first place.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
And so the deal becomes
we're laughing because
technology issues.
Somebody forgot to hit play and it was me.
Record on the camera, yeah. There we go. That's okay.
All right. Interesting.
All right. Got a little rocky there for a second.
It's okay. It's called editing.
Maybe Colin can edit that part out.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So the issue is in most investigative areas of life, like regular, I'm not talking about paranormal.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stepping aside to shed light on
general investigation
services. Very good. There's an amateur side and there's a professional side, and usually there are certain education levels that one would have to achieve. More of an experience education, you know, like they don't just take in crime scene investigation. Correct me if I'm wrong. They don't take a rookie out of the academy and throw them into crime scene investigation and expect them to do well on their own.
I hope not.
Yeah, exactly. So they get that they get that education in.
Correct.
They get that OJT, if nothing else, an on the job training type scenario.
Correct.
Any type of investigation or really anything anywhere, really. I mean, you don't take somebody who is sick, just turned 15 and a half years old, and throw them in the car and expect them to get down the road without hitting something.
Yeah, true.
You know, there's training, there's experience and education and you know, post education, all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
So at this point now, we've created a background for the investigation part.
Okay.
We haven't touched on the paranormal yet.
Okay.
Even though this is primarily a paranormal show, it's What the Buddy and Crease. What the Buddy and Crease are these guys even talking about? You'll get to it. Hang in there.
That's what my wife says all the time.
Yeah. Too. Keep your seatbelt fastened. We'll get to it. Okay. So I want to now throw it to you.
Okay.
And I want you to, because this is a topic that you have been investigating or researching. And that's all. So you have some information, and then I want to hear what you have to say, because we're usually always on the same page. So we might even
be
in the same realm on this one. So
okay,
so let's go ahead and hear what you have to say.
So had you heard much about paranormal and ghost hunting?
Sure. Yeah.
No.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're good. Hold your horses, buddy.
Hold your horses.
What the Buddy and Crease? No.
Yeah.
So when all the TV shows, like Ghost Hunters, whatever those other shows are,
right,
that are in a similar realm,
mm-hmm.
when they first came out, how much paranormal and ghost hunting and investigation stuff regarding that had you really heard about previously?
Probably little to none. Ghostbusters was my first foray into the possibility. And okay. I realize it's a cinematic masterpiece.
Comedy, Hollywood.
Yeah, right. But that was kind of like, I would have to say that was the turning point in my life for being open to the possibility that after you pass, something happens. Or life doesn't end, or your soul doesn't end, or whatever.
Sure. They put fun spin on it.
Yeah, sure. And sure. The Tobin spirit guide they referenced in the Ghostbusters.
Yes.
You know, which we were able to then look at, you know, and things like that. But anyways, so I would say Ghostbusters was my first, and that predates like your Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures and all the other investigators.
Exactly. So when they first started coming out, and I want to say about 2007, 2008.
Somewhere right around in there.
When those shows started coming out. Prior to that, you never heard of groups conducting investigations.
Right.
They were out there.
Even though they were out there.
They were out there.
Because they actually mentioned it in their shows. Yeah, they've been operating for 10 years or whatever.
Well, I take that with a grain of salt because it is Hollywood from that standpoint.
Sure.
But there are some older
documents
across the country. Right. They were few and far between, but there were some.
Right.
Well, now there's thousands of them.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And that's due to the popularity of these paranormal shows.
Right. Yeah. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Ghost Hunters on the Sci-Fi Channel was one of the forerunner shows.
Yes.
I believe they even predate like Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, no,
in they were one of the first ones.
Yeah. And I they've switched around, so they're on different networks now, so I'm not
sure. Yeah, and then some of the guys are not in
they've broken off and did their own thing. Yeah.
Right.
So it's a big
chaos.
Typical Hollywood money talks, it's a mess everywhere,
sure.
Right? So when everybody started getting really interested in it, and I was too, I loved the show. I thought this something original, something different that we haven't been seeing.
Right.
So it's like, great. It was entertaining. You know, one of those you didn't miss your episode every week.
Sure.
New week. You can't wait for the new season.
Right.
Et cetera, right?
Yeah.
Well, all fine and dandy, but there's a significant concern amongst true investigators.
Right. Predating the Ghost Hunters.
Even. Yeah, but even those that are still legitimately doing it, not for fun, but that's what they do. They're professionals at it. Legitimate concerns that all these amateurs and people that just like, oh, let's go ghost hunting on my own.
Yeah.
You know, going out to these locations are stirring up things they probably, as you said, shouldn't be.
Should not be.
So it becomes an ethical issue, significantly.
Right.
What ethical issue? I'm going to rephrase.
Yeah.
It is an ethical issue, but it boils down to the question is, should we be doing this?
Right.
And I say should. I'm talking about all the amateurs. I'm talking about all these groups, creating all these groups, and they're investigating multiple same places over and over and over and over. Because there's already been documented evidence of contact with the spirit world.
Right.
Where questions are being answered that, why are you here? Leave me alone. You know, that they want you to go because they were fine.
Mm-hmm. They were perfectly fine living their existence. Yeah,
because not every haunting, not every paranormal experience is necessarily negative.
Right.
It may scare the crap out of people that aren't, you're not used to it, but it could be residual energy. It could be actual live conversations with a soul, a person that's in the other realm, in the other afterworld, other dimension, however you want to classify it. They want to be left alone. They don't want to be harassed. And honestly, if you think about it, that's what's taking place. If you break it down.
It's harassment.
Not intentionally.
Yes. Right.
I'm willing to give these amateur ghost hunter people an honest break and look at it, that they're not intentionally trying to piss off everything in the underworld. Okay. Some are.
All right. Yeah.
But I'm trying to keep it.
Sure.
Trying to give everybody the benefit of the doubt that they're just doing it based on curiosity and they think it's fun.
Yeah.
When I don't know if I'd call it fun, other than it's an educational learning experience.
Yeah.
You may enjoy it.
Right.
You can enjoy something, but it may not necessarily be fun.
Yeah.
Well, fun to me is you're like, hey, way on the roller coaster. That's fun.
Right.
Is it an enjoyment for you? Yes. But, you know, people work hard, say scientists, and I don't mean paranormal, but general. And it's hard work, and they may not necessarily be having fun, but they do enjoy the work. It's it's two totally different things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that right there is the whole basis of the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the problem I have is the professional.
Yes.
Ghost hunter. Okay. First of all, there can't be a professional.
You have a problem with them?
I have a problem with the categorization of professional ghost hunter. Uh-huh. Okay? A professional ghost hunter, first of all, there's really no profession in it. You know, there's no education, there's no training. Let me step back a little bit. There's some training, but who's providing the training?
Well, and you're correct by calling
it
professional.
There's no curriculum.
Yeah, but calling professional ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Where in a profession you charge, if it's a private organization, which obviously there's no government agency saying, although there's government agencies that do investigate it. But there's absolutely no government agency that governs
the professional ghost hunting.
So you have the chances if somebody's offering to provide, we can help you if you have a ghost problem or a paranormal issue or whatnot.
Yeah.
We can help you by coming and investigating it. We charge $19.99
an hour.
Okay, the problem is that's fraudulent.
Yeah.
Because one, we can't guarantee ever that you can remove it.
Yeah.
You try to help out. And honestly, and this isn't a profession that you charge.
No.
This is, you can't.
And to my knowledge,
it's too much of a fraud.
To my,
you're taking people's money. And what's the recourse for the people if you take their money, but they still have it, and they say, well, they promised me that they'd get rid of it. Whether you said it or not, it's fraudulent to charge people to do these investigations to clear their house or their home or whatever, their business.
Sure.
Well,
and the problem that I have with, like, the let's take professional out of it. Let's call the people like you and I and the serious investigators, let's call them the grassroots effort of paranormal investigation.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to eliminate professional altogether, because there's no profession in it. You know, we've seen the shows. The closest thing to professional that I've seen in the ghost hunting, and it shouldn't even be called hunting anymore. It should be paranormal investigation.
Correct.
I get the ghost hunting thing.
But demonic activity is not ghost.
Well, sure. But it's not called demonic hunting. It's called ghost hunting.
It's called paranormal investigation.
Well, but it's not. It's called ghost hunting.
But think about it. Paranormal investigation or ghost hunting. What's going to get your attention from a Hollywood standpoint?
Okay.
Ghost hunting.
Yeah. Well,
that's paranormal investigation. That sounds too scientific.
That's the problem. That's the problem with the profession there. Or the realm of... Okay. I don't know how many... I know that those...
He said realm.
Yeah. I know that those people they get money from the let's say like the ghost hunters and the ghost adventurers.
Yeah.
And they get Dead Files.
They're getting paid money, but it's because of
the advertising money.
Studio's making a ton of money off the advertising.
Exactly.
Because of individuals.
I don't believe that they charge to go investigate those different places.
I would hope not. I don't know for a fact.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm not going to speculate.
Yeah.
I would hope not. I don't believe they are, because their sponsorships is what.
Sure. It's the advertising dollars.
That's where they're getting their money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that merch and everything else. Yeah.
So the serious grassroots investigators that would love the chance to get in and possibly, you know, experience that other realm post-mortem.
Yes.
Is kind of getting pushed aside by the Hollywood. But you're right, they do investigate the hell out of places that people don't occupy. Why are they going into condemned insane asylums? Because they want that shock factor.
Yes.
They don't want to have the experience of just being present in the moment and maybe asking a few questions.
Well, yeah,
they
want to. That doesn't get visitors.
Yeah,
you got to have the shock factor.
They want the full film crew in there with the sound engineers and the big cameras and thousands watts of light and all.
Even though they claim it's only one cameraman walking with them,
bull.
You have a whole bunch of little cameras set up.
Crap.
It's Hollywood.
Exactly.
We already know how Hollywood it is. I mean, look at our show. How many cameras do we have running?
Right. Well,
we have usually two or three minimum.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's for you and I staring at each other, talking about a topic and recording it for the podcast.
Exactly. So we're not physically investigating anything yet. We're getting there. You know, we're just talking about it.
I've been investigating you for years.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So,
So that's my problem with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having a serious issue with that. And that leads to the second part of this topic. And that is, if you don't have any professional standards for investigation, you're going to stir some stuff up.
You're right.
The Ghost Adventure team, and I, you know, shout out to those guys for what they do, whatever, but they've brought stuff home. They've even admitted that they've taken from, I believe it was like a Mackey's or a Mickey's, some kind of a restaurant bar they investigated.
Oh, yeah. Mackey's, yeah.
I think it was Mackey's, yeah. That's for some reason, that sticks in my mind. Yeah. And I didn't do the research on that because, you know, whatever. Yeah. Anyways.
I don't...
They brought an entity to their house, and they don't all live together.
Yeah.
They brought this four different, or three, or however.
You're right. The and again, that's what they report.
Yeah.
We can't prove it, but that's what they report.
Sure.
And again, I take the TV shows and what they do as it's entertainment.
Right.
And I know for a fact because several of the shows, not necessarily the two shows we've talked about, but I know some other paranormal shows have actually got caught fabricating.
Yeah.
Because why? They got to have something. They got to have entertainment.
Right.
You know, there's remote-controlled
flashlights that you can make them flash.
Correct. And again, I'm not talking about the two shows that we talked about.
Exactly.
I don't know anything about those two shows, if they've done that or not.
Right.
But I do know that there have that have been gotten caught.
Right.
I'm talking about the amateurs that go out.
Yeah.
And people people renting out buildings and
you know.
But also the people that own buildings that have experiences turning them into attractions.
Right. Like an amusement park for ghosts,
or a haunted house at Halloween
looking people.
Yeah. And it's like I have issues with it.
Yeah.
With ghost tours per se.
For sure.
For the
There's one advertised on the billboard.
Yep.
There's one advertised on the billboard by the airport.
Yeah.
Some kind of a tour company here in
it's for the Central Phoenix and in the state. They hit all the big spots, but
the big ones.
Yeah. I have an issue with that many people going in because there's been enough documented that it's pissing off the spirits.
Right.
And I'm sorry, you don't have to be scared of anything.
Right.
But when it comes to demonic, you better damn well be using caution.
That's the thing. You can't, you know, as an amateur, not having any educational background in paranormal anything, you can't discern what's demonic, what's a dark shadow, a shadow
creature. What's a mischievous shadow?
Malevolent, or
demonic, but just is like is
pissed
a prankster.
Off.
That
might be a demon someday.
Yeah. You're exactly right. You know, I used to be under the big belief of... A big belief. I always thought, hey, that'd be totally cool to investigate on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, that, yes, I started going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Until I started reading and watching and looking at the research, it's like, you know what, that's not a good thing.
Right.
Because, again, you hit on it, bud, about bringing things home.
Yep.
Negative energies attaching.
Yeah.
I've had my experiences with all of that.
Right.
Luckily, I was smart enough to know that, okay, what I need to do to get it...
You did your research.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's the concern about going out and doing these investigations. Now, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about going out and doing investigations.
Right.
Understand, our investigations are research.
Yes.
And we're not intentionally trying to stir anything up.
Right.
We're taking facts and information that's already out there.
Yeah.
And looking at it from a third-person point of view, I guess.
From a different perspective. Trying to look at both sides of the coin.
Correct. So, you know, we told you what we were out looking for the Mugion monster the other day.
Yes.
What we were looking for is not particularly the Mugion monster, but the location where it took place. Is it a potential location? Yes, it is.
Sure.
To have experiences.
Yeah.
You know, we're not taking the investigation.
We don't want to capture it. We don't want to bring it home with us and chain it up in the backyard.
And when we say, we're going to ghost hunt, no, we're not going to ghost hunt. That's not what we're doing.
Paranormal.
We're taking the information that's already out there, looking at it, and saying, is there validity here, or can we debunk it?
Right.
You know.
Well, that's it exactly.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And debunking with a realistic view of things.
Right.
You know, could it be the wind? Is it the window being left open, or a door being open, or is a car driving by with weird lights? We're not intentionally, because we do, but you and I have the respect for.
Right. Yes, and that's
paranormal and whatnot, and that's the last thing we want to do is piss off the paranormal world. We don't want any of that. So when you hear us say we're going to do an investigation, we're looking at the facts as they are and what's already presented. We're not looking for new facts.
Yeah.
We're not purposely trying to record something that's taking place. We'll look at videos and stuff and give our two cents and our and whatnot on it. And people say, well, that's really doing the same thing. Well, it's not. You have to look at the meat and potatoes, and you have to look at the motives behind things.
Right.
Some of these paranormal shows are intentionally trying to stir things up. Why? Yes. It's entertainment purposes.
It's money.
Our entertainment purpose is to just talk about it.
Right.
We're not, again, we are not intentionally. Now, Biscuitgate last week was an experience we had.
Sure.
Directly.
Was an experience.
And it wasn't even us doing an investigation. It's what we witnessed and we talked about it.
Right.
And that's
while we're waiting for Windows to do what Windows does.
Which exactly. Now, some of you, exactly. Some of you may say we're totally full of shit, and I'm okay with that.
Possibly.
You say, well, no, you're still investigating. You're stirring things up. Okay. You're entitled to your opinion.
Yes.
But from our standpoint, there's no malicious ill will. There's none of us purposely. Buddy and I are purposely not trying to have anything actually happen.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Plain and
that,
simple.
That's the thing. And that's the thing that I think needs to happen in this realm of investigation.
Yes.
Okay, we need to drop any and all references to this being a professional. There's no professional paranormal investigation group out there.
Yeah.
Because there's no education for it.
I agree, and we just pissed off all those groups, and I'm okay with that.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, not our intention.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to bring them on our show anyways.
Exactly.
That's their stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Second of all, along with that, not only do we need some professional training for the amateurs, like somebody to develop some kind of a curriculum that includes an ethical investigative paradigm.
Because
we need to have that. Because the people, and you'll know exactly who I'm talking about.
Of course.
And I mean no disrespect when I say this.
Don't say their name.
I won't say their name. But the ones that go in and investigate, and every other thing they say is, what the F was that? What the F was this?
Yeah.
What the F was that?
Yeah.
That, you've got to remember, there are children and women, and they're not women from this era. They're Victorian era women.
Yes.
Where you didn't curse in front of women.
Sure.
And
sure.
The men from that era as well. You didn't curse in front of women.
Correct.
And children.
And
it was not something that was regular.
You're right.
So
you're
you
right.
Can't go into a place and say, what the F is this and what the F is that, and act like Billy Badass.
I know.
You have to be humble.
I agree. That's why I think everybody should be using What the Buddy Increase.
That's right. Check us out.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll help you develop an investigative paradigm.
Exactly.
That is ethical. That is not what the F. It's, you know, it's whatever. Anyways, I'm going to hop back off my soapbox. Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed this episode. It's an ongoing topic that we'll continue to talk with.
Sure.
I have to say, buddy, fantastic hat today.
Thank you. Awesome hat for you, too.
I appreciate it. So, everybody, catch us on YouTube, on your favorite platform for the podcast. You know you can get a hold of us at anything.
That's social media.
WTBNK on any of the social media.
Yep.
And then always look forward to the Instagram updates. I like doing the Instagram updates when the new
episode's
out there.
You're good at it.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Otherwise, have a great day. Peace out.
Peace.